know, didn't see him after him too much. So today, actually, I was thinking of phoning his wife because she was not well, and or one of our ladies could phone her. And if she's still not well, they could go and visit her. And if she is well, they could invite her. And then if she wants to come, then she'll bring him.
Don't bother. But as an etiquette,
Mr. Mota telephoned him to say that that other man who was here, the Kapoor, the Punjabi man. Yeah, he was not
a young man
with Mota. Yeah,
whose daughter.
Yeah. So Mota says that he's a very rich man, and that with that man who came, we should approach his older brother, and he said they can give a very big donation, and they can introduce us to other Punjabis.
So whatever you sanction, it was not good.
Well, we had a confrontation that they want to make the condition that we have to hand over 10 feet. So I said that this is a separate issue, and one thing has nothing to do with the other. So actually they've accepted all of our arguments. What it boils down is that Matre is pressing them that they must, you know, why they are letting this slide by. So they say they want something to reply to him. So we have to write a letter explaining our case.
And Mantra is an all in all.
He's not all in all, but he can make their life miserable. Because what he does is if they don't satisfy him, so he raises the issue in the corporation. He says this man is not doing his work properly. He should be transferred. So
what he wanted?
He's the municipal councillor. He's the representative for this area in the municipal corporation. Elected. So, actually, this came up before, and at that time we met the municipal commissioner that they are trying to put this condition. So he agreed that this should be, decided by the court or by some third party, and that he will not do anything to change the status quo by forcing us. So we have to put that in the letter. And not a hitch exactly, but there's this urban land ceiling that anyone who has more than 500 square yards property that comes under the ceiling. So we are exempt because we're a charitable trust. And apart from that, in the final plan, most of the land will be built up. It won't be vacant. But in order to get the sanction, we have to get either an NOC that we are exempt from the ceiling, or an exemption to get the NOC. So we have to meet some higher official. So I have to finalize it, but I'm supposed to contact the architect, and we have to go and see about this. Actually, the
management is so bad there that they made this requirement that any new building you have to get NOC regarding the land ceiling. But so far they have not given one NOC for land ceiling because they have not yet decided what is the policy to give the NOC. So they simply are piling up the applications until they decide their policy. So first we will try to get exemption that we don't require this NOC. And if we fail in that, then I suppose we have to meet the minister and ask him to give us the NOC.
Why not meet the minister?
Huh?
Why not meet the minister?
Yeah. We've met him once before, because the municipality is under him. So when we met the chief minister to get this thing straightened out, so at that time he spoke to this urban affairs minister. So he knows us, he's quite intelligent. Muslim. But I think first we'll meet the city engineer. He's next to the commissioner. And just say that we don't want to have to get this NOC. And if he removes that condition, then the whole problem is solved. Do you think we should go straight to the minister?
Harassment.
Oh yes, completely. Their whole office, the papers are piled to the ceiling. And people just waste hours. Chasing after them.
If there is ceiling, then we can divide the land amongst ourselves.
But that also they have blocked, in the sense that in order to sell, now that the ceiling is there, in order to sell your land, you have to get another NOC to sell it.
Then I cannot sell, I cannot use it.
That's what I'm saying. They make it impossible. They say they want the country to develop quickly, but they make it impossible to develop.
Today I think fasting.
Fasting?
I have no appetite. I could not eat even breakfast.
So I will be here? I will be here if you have something they can call for me.
For the time being, no appetite. You can soak some little, not very chipped rice in water.
Which?
Chipped rice.
Chipped rice.
Fat rice. In water. Soak it. Maybe if I feel hungry sometimes. This is the condition of material world. Simply harassing all these big government organizations. all you learn this art, how to harass, you become a big politician. Not for opocar.
The opposite.
Das manda matayo, manda bhagya, upadhu. Upadhu, distant. Adi bhauti. All living entities is harassing our religion. Killing. Decided to construct a temple in Bhuvaneshwar. What do you think? That I attend them.
Of course, that is our business, to construct temples. Mm-hmm. Our business is to construct temples. Yes. Therefore, they do not like that temple should be constructed in Western culture. Or it should be constructed out of war. God wants you to do that. Sentiments. Yeah.
permission is very disruptive, spiritual understanding. Some sentiment first of time produce, enjoy, invent so many things for sense gratification. Questions?
Yeah.
And this is very attractive to the Rakshasa class. He thinks we marry an India. This is the Rakshasa. As soon as there is television or similar invention, they become very much confused. They purchase and sitting down, they waste their time. I have seen in America the old man, no family, one dog on television, simply wasting. Some fictitious story. How they are wasting the value of human life. How they are kept in darkness. This is that. I have seen television. All some fictitious stories. Yeah, train collision. The manufacturer had one big hammer. A train is coming, and the rogues, they are sending the hammer to the train. And that's why the hammer has smashed. They want to see. One man kept ferocious dog and one guard, and turn and the dog is chasing and the girl is screaming. These were so many nonsense. Then you know this?
There are millions of them.
These fictitious stories, ninja. They have nothing to do.
They could see big stories of Krishna.
Formerly. That is
That is my knowledge.
I hear this fact. So one side is people are no more interested. I think Western countries, the young man that joined him, it is successful. kant bhumi visatanta visram una una chat vitachat bana. Ten canto first part. Matinna Krishna Parato Sakuba. Matinna Krishna Parato Sakuba. Ya Labu.
Matirna Krishna Paratak Satova, Mito Bhagavadjeta Graha Bhatana, Adanta Gopir Rishitam Tamasram, Punakunash Jarvata Charvanana. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has been already chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. In this verse, the words Matirna Krishna refer to devotional service rendered to Krishna. So-called politicians, erudite scholars, and philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita try to twist some meaning from it to suit their material purposes, but their misunderstandings of Krishna will not yield them any profit. Because such politicians, philosophers, and scholars are interested in using Bhagavad Gita as a vehicle for adjusting things materially, for them constant thought of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is impossible, Matirna Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati, only through devotional service can one understand Krishna as he is. The so-called politicians and scholars think of Krishna as fictitious. The politician says that his Krishna is different from the Krishna depicted in Bhagavad Gita. Even though he accepts Krishna and Rama as the supreme, he thinks of Rama and Krishna as impersonal because he has no idea of service to Krishna. Thus his only business is puna punash charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed again and again. The aim of such politicians and academic scholars is to enjoy this material world with their bodily senses. Therefore it is clearly stated here that those who are grihavrata, whose only aim is to live comfortably with the body in the material world, cannot understand Krishna. The two expressions, grihavrata and charvata charvananam, indicate that a materialistic person tries to enjoy sense gratification in different bodily forms, life after life, but is still unsatisfied. In the name of personalism, this ism, or that ism, such persons always remain attached to the materialistic way of life, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogai Shwarya Prasaktanam Sayapavita Chetasam, Javasayatmika Buddhi, Samadhau Nabhidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Those who are attached to material enjoyment cannot be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. They cannot understand Bhagavan, Krishna, or his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Adanta gobir vishatam tamisram. Their path actually leads toward hellish life. As confirmed by Rishabhadev, mahat sevam dvaram ahur vimukte. One must try to understand Krishna by serving a devotee. The word mahat refers to a devotee. Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashrita vajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim abhyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. A Mahatma is one who is constantly engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. As explained in the following verses, unless one adheres to such a great personality, one cannot understand Krishna. Hiranyakashipu wanted to know where Prahlad had gotten his Krishna consciousness. Who had taught him? Prahlad sarcastically replied, "My dear father, persons like you never understand Krishna. One can understand Krishna only by serving a Mahat, a great soul. Those who try to adjust material conditions are said to be chewing the chewed. No one has been able to adjust material conditions, but life after life, generation after generation, people try and repeatedly fail. Unless one is properly trained by a Mahat, a Mahatma, or unalloyed devotee of the Lord, there is no possibility of one's understanding Krishna and his devotional service."
In San Francisco, what is that?
Berkeley?
I think San Francisco. What is that park?
Golden Gate.
Golden.
There San Diego? San Diego?
No, San Francisco. There is a lake. Male duck is attacking the female duck. This one. And man forcibly attacks.
Rape.
And the female duck is coming. This is also going on. In the water, the ducks. Water on the shore is what the ducks are doing, and little of the man is doing. The same. But in different world. Business is the same. But according to the mentality, he is getting different body. But business is the same. Allow to go, understand senses, simply senses. The duck is also doing this, the ant is doing this, the fly is doing this, the mosquito is doing this, the man is doing this, the animal is doing this, simply. That I call what this punapunachar vitacharvana. He has done this business when he was duck, when he was mosquito, when he was fly, and doing the same business. Do not think that this business is being done by the hogs, dogs, and other animals you are doing. I am also doing the same. That way is the difference. I'm wrong. Study nature. Punak punak jagri. Agvatvahar. This is why. Punak punak. Again and changing the body, the business is said. And for doing the same business, I have to undergo so much suffering of birth and death. The sense is, why not stop this business? Birth and death. Nāpnuvanti mahātmā saṃsiddhīṁ paramā. This is to stop this birth and death. I don't think much.
What is that verse? Comes to him for the moment of him.
Merit to find out the reason.
Say what?
It's like I have been in the past, but you cannot.
Oh.
I have to maintain the English.
We have to study.
Otherwise, what do you do? You cannot pray, it will come to see your business.
So I missed the Mahabhupetya, Mam. Mahapetya Punajam Madhukaraya Mushashvatam Napsivamsi Mahatma Anasam Sihim Paramahamatam. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis and devotion.
After attaining me, that is why.
Never return to this temporary world, which is full of misery, because they have attained the highest perfection.
In the highest perfection. That is our mission. That is our mission. And we are taking a brain on. That is God. That is good. So we are brain on. Don't come up with the idea. God, that is good. And we have to feel this way. That's all that you must believe in God. And again, God is somewhere, and we have to go there, and we have to meet Him, and we have to pray with Him. Come, we believe. Not only preaching, we have to stand on this platform very firmly. So that requires very difficult. How can preach unless you stand on this platform? Remember that you are taking a very, very difficult task. But one thing is sure, that you be successful or not successful, it is your victory. Because you try for this, Krishna will be able to be. That is a victory. Not that in every case will be successful. Very nice. I went to a country not to become successful. That my Bengali followed, but I never went there to become successful. I knew we get this. Let me try. My Guru Maharaj said. I thought I shall loiter in this street for 2 days or so. Actually, I have been there. No friend, no shelter, no nothing. Even loitering here and there. And a little disappointed, I went to the shipping office. And your next shipping is coming to go and see. The manager told me, and you know, this is gold or something. Yes. When I am disappointed, I come. Otherwise, I don't want to go. I told him. For 1 year continually, Krishna's plan. But when I took the risk of $200 plan without any hope how to finish it, I had $200. I prayed, take this short form, begin. That was actually beginning. And this boy is highly and Krishna Sattva in Brahmananda. In this way, Umapati, Mukunda.
Very intelligent.
Yes, I did meet intelligent. I love him. On account of his fast, heavy, sometimes faltering. I did meet intelligent. Keep the room. See, you are all intelligent. Yeah, I'm surprised how Brahmananda, my sister, from the television, he came voluntarily. He immediately offered whatever he got, he was getting $400. Practically, after his joining, I got some relief. Otherwise, I have to collect some or other. There are $200 rent and other expenses. When Brahmananda came, I got little relief. I hear something.
He always used to say that he needed your personal association a lot. I remember Brahmananda Maharaj used to tell me that he needed your personal association.
Yes. He was made the president. I made him the president. And his brother is just the opposite. On the whole, it is very difficult task. Still, we have to pull on. So, what is your opinion? Shall I begin?
Well, I mean, from preaching point of view, it's good idea, but for managing,
managing all the people from the very beginning. I was writing on the street of Lima, who thought that I'll get this place from the beginning. Can anyone think of?
No.
And the whole country is now opposite.
The shape
of the movement of the street loafers.
Okay.
Now we are entering into that sphere. That's in the
center.
So you are going to the downtown, no?
Yes.
So if you can go to the Bank of America to bring that.
Yeah, I went there yesterday. They said that the new receipt is ready. We just have to bring the old one. You have the old receipt. Certificate?
Not old.
Our business is to open temples and print books. I am made condition that I shall give you books. So, by selling books, you spend half the money for temples and half for reprinting. That he has agreed. So in the beginning, I may bring some books, 1 lakh and 2 lakh, let him sell.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. Business idea.
Yeah.
But that is my business. That's why I encourage print books. I pay whatever money I got. I don't like to keep it in the bank. I want to see it is transformed into books. Here also you do keep all books but nicely. It will sell, it may take time.
Yes.
And if we finish all this money, then we remain empty pocket, rather. That's all. No income tax. If you want tax, remain pocket. Finish. And as soon as there will be money, there will be so much. Therefore, I want to convert all this money into books. Do that. Have nice almara so that books may not go bad. Print book and now we are getting paper. We have got a good press. So follow this policy. Whatever money I have got, for this time. What do you think?
Yeah. Actually, many people are asking for Marathi. Marathi.
Yes. Any language. All language of the whole world. Print books. And work for this view. That is our business. Print books and distribute. For that, whatever energy is required, employ. If we cannot speak individually, if they purchase one book, read, that is our business.
Yeah.